Many of the protests that unfolded Wednesday night were peaceful, but police did use rubber bullets and tear gas on protesters in three cities. Scores of demonstrators were arrested in LA for ignoring the curfew, and more than 10,000 people are thought to have been arrested since George Floyd's death on May 25th. Meanwhile, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has slammed the U.S. president, accusing him of deliberately trying to divide Americans. And tensions at the Pentagon are spilling over into public view since President Trump threatened to use active duty troops in U.S. cities. And calls are now mounting from the Black Lives Matter movement to restrict funding to police departments across the country. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.